שלום, אנחנו נקיים שיעור בנושא העבודה באמונה למעלה מהדעת, נקרא קטעים נבחרים בנושא.
We will have a lesson on the topic of faith above reason. You can, as always, ask questions on Kabbalah.tv. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson on the topic of faith above reason.
There are two states, this world and the upper world, the spiritual world. This world is what we feel inside the ego, inside, within reason, within the calculation we're making, intellectual, emotional. And accordingly, we're used to living, working, feeling all of reality. This is our life. And above it, there's something else. There is a spiritual world. The difference is that over there, you do not work according to our current mind and feeling, but according to the upper one's mind and feeling. What is the reason and the feeling of the upper one? I don't know. However, if we begin to study the wisdom of Kabbalah, for which we have a desire, a tendency, a yearning, we're drawn to it, we wish to know something about ourselves, where do we come from, what are we, to where, towards what, our soul. It's not just any old desire. It's a desire that we must fulfill, because without it, our life it's not a life. The desire to know, why do we live, what for, it's a desire above our current life. Since our current life can ultimately answer this question, who am I, what am I, where to, from where am I, so on. So forth, the questions about a person's inner desire, inner essence, his soul. And then when we begin to study, some time passes and we begin to see that indeed there is an upper reality, a different reality that works according to the feeling and the reason of bestowal, and not the feeling and the reason of reception. How do we understand it? How do we learn it? How do we feel it? What do we do with it? When we study the wisdom of Kabbalah, it explains to us that there are two such levels, the force of reception and the force of bestowal. One can see reality through my eyes, and I can see reality through the eyes of the collective, where I rise above myself and connect to the collective, as if I don't have my own brain and heart, but instead I wish to be inside the collective, and through them I wish to see everything. Meaning, it's not that my eyes and in my eyes and then in their eyes and outwards. My heart is in their heart and outside. Rather, I don't have my current brain or heart. I place them aside. I look at them as if an animal that lives. Let it live. Exist, but other than that, in addition, I have the ability to clothe myself in the brain and the heart of the collective, of the society, and to see is to see reality through the society. Then we can say, that I'm seeing it above my reason. This approach is called faith above reason. Because then I work with the power of the collective, of bestowal, which is typically opposite to me. My opposite, my corporeality, my beastliness, my correct perception of reality, my current perception of reality, and in this way, I build in myself a state called faith above reason. We have to try and do many exercises on it, but in truth, in the end, each and every person, sooner or later, will have to enter the spiritual perception of reality, this upper one called faith, and above reason, meaning above our current perception, and enter in these two forms, in the current brain and heart, in the current perception of reality, this world as we call it, and also the brain and the heart that one acquires after delivering himself to the collective, and through the collective, relating to all of humanity, called the upper brain and heart, or faith, bestowal, above reception. Let us read what Baal HaSulam and Rabash write about it. And all the other Kabbalists. Kabbalists are those who raise themselves to the degree of faith above reason.
So we will read from the selected excerpts on the topic of the work with faith above reason. This one is from item 12. This is from Shamati 16. What is the day of the Lord and the night of the Lord in the work? Woe unto you who desire the day of the Lord. Why do you need the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light. The thing is that those who await the day of the Lord, it means that they are waiting to be imparted faith above reason. That faith will be so strong as if they see with their eyes, with certainty, that it is so. That the Creator watches over the world in a manner of good and doing good. In other words, they do not want to see how the Creator leads the world as the good who does good, since seeing is contradictory to faith. In other words, faith is precisely where it is against reason. And when one does what is against one's reason, this is called faith above reason. This means that they believe that the guidance of the Creator over the creatures is in a manner of good and doing good, while they do not see it with absolute certainty. They do not say to the Creator, "We want to see the quality of good and doing good as seeing within reason." Rather, they wanted to remain in them as faith above reason. But they ask of the Creator to give them such strength that this faith will be so strong as if they see it within reason. That there will be no difference between faith and knowledge in the mind. This is what they, those who want to adhere to the Creator, refer to as the Day of the Lord. We'll read again item 12. This is from Shamati 16. What is the day of the Lord and the night of the Lord?
And you prepare questions, clear and short questions.
Woe unto you who desire the day of the Lord. Why do you need the day of the Lord? It is darkness and not light. The thing is that those who await the day of the Lord, it means that they are awaiting to be imparted faith above reason. That faith will be so strong as if they see with their eyes, with certainty, that it is so. That the Creator watches over the world in a manner of good and doing good. In other words, they do not want to see how the Creator leads the world as the good who does good, since seeing is contradictory to faith. In other words, faith is precisely where it is against reason. And when one does what is against one's reason, this is called faith above reason. This means that they believe that the guidance of the Creator over the creatures is in a manner of good and doing good. Why they do not see it with absolute certainty, they do not say that to the Creator, we want to see the quality of good and doing good as seeing within reason. Rather, they want it to remain in them as faith above reason. But they ask of the Creator to give them such strength that this faith will be so strong as if they see it within reason. That there will be no difference between faith and knowledge in the mind. This is what they, those who want to adhere to the Creator, refer to as the Day of the Lord.
New York 4.
Faith above reason and faith in the Rav the same thing?
It's not the same, but the faith in the Rav can also be above reason. And faith in spiritual discernments above reason, but it's a great difference to be above reason in your spiritual perceptions or towards another person. You shouldn't confuse ourselves with that.
Haifa 1.
Hello, Rabbi. I wanted to ask about the excerpt. Where is the element of growth here? Where do I come closer to the Creator?
To the extent that you rise above your own opinion, your own reason, opposite to your own reason, by that you are growing in spirituality. You will feel that.
Tel Aviv 1.
It is said that the day of the Lord is darkness and not light. So, why do the Kabbalists refer to the day of the Lord to describe darkness?
It's only to those who cannot see with faith above reason. For them, the day of the Lord is darkness because they can't see, they're blind. Right now, are you seeing spirituality? No. Why? For you, it's darkness. It's not even darkness. It's even before darkness.
Bulgaria.
Привет, Раф.
Yes.
Это где читали в отрывке, что просит Творца
Hello, Rav, we read in the excerpt that one is asking for faith. But is that not an egoistic request?
No, it's not, because I'm asking to be in faith, which is opposite to my ego. It's above my ego. I'm not basing my ego on... I'm not basing faith on the ego. Rather, above the ego, opposite the ego. That's why the requests we're making for the force of faith is not an egoistic one. We can ask for it as much as possible. There's no problem there. That's the only thing that I should be asking for, allowed to ask for in each and every moment without any limitation to ask for it. Azerbaijan.
Rav, доброе утро. Вопрос товарища из десятки.
Good morning, Rav. A question from a friend in the 10. Is the sign of faith above reason when there is no connection between cause and consequence?
Not necessarily so. This is not a sign, but it could be, sometimes could be as a, you know, as a state relating to that. Queens?
Объясните, пожалуйста, чем отличается вера высшее знание в Каббале от веры высшее знание в других методиках?
Please explain, what is the difference in faith above reason between the wisdom of Kabbalah and faith above reason in other methods?
I don't know any other methods. I know only one thing, what they're talking about in the wisdom of Kabbalah. I did not study other religions and faiths and belief systems, but what they're talking about in Judaism, what they're talking about in the Torah, is the same as what we're talking about right now. We only talk about it practically, how does a person come to a state called faith above reason. Yes, it's written, a righteous shall live by his faith. What does it mean? That he acquires a degree of faith above reason. This is the meaning of the degree of life of the righteous. Kazakhstan?
Как сочетать эти две состояния веры высшего знания и нету судьи больше, чем он видит?
Rav, how to combine both states of faith above reason and the judge has no more than his eyes to see, to judge with?
Right, the judge has only what his eyes can see. This is with respect to the reason. But they have eyes but cannot see, they have ears but they cannot hear. Towards that, it says that whatever the judge can see and can weigh, and then there's above it, there's faith above reason, above the judge, above what one sees and feels. That's exactly that state through which we rise to a spiritual perception. Spain, Portugal.
Buenos días, Rav. Buenos días, amigos. El último parágrafo del extracto, esta petición tan fuerte de desear ver la fe por encima de la razón.
In the last excerpt, last paragraph, there's such a strong demand of faith above reason. And it's not equal to, isn't within reason supposed to be equal to above reason?
We need to reach a state where whatever appears as above reason will be just like we're seeing it with our own eyes right now, within reason. These two conditions have to be 100% examined correctly, existing, and without any doubts. That's what we need.
Mark.
We'll talk about other degrees later. Mark?
Good morning. My group is my 10. I'm asking through the 10. Is the request passing on to the Creator when I connect myself to the 10?
I didn't get it. Repeat, please.
If I ask through the 10 and I have a question, a request to the Creator, does it really reach the Creator if I connect myself to the 10?
If you connect yourself to the 10, then it's certain the Creator is hearing what you're asking, what you're saying, what you're doing. The Creator feels what exists in the 10, inside it. But not what is happening to each one individually.
Latin.
If so, Rav, faith above reason is bestowal? Is that correct?
Yes, of course.
Kiev. Kiev 2.
Kiev.
Good morning, Rav. From the article, it follows, if I understand correctly, that I need my reason, what I see in my uncorrected vessels. I need to restrict that and ask for faith to do everything for the sake of my friends.
I would say it like that. I'm leaving my current state called Da'at, reason, what I feel, what I understand in my heart, in my brain, and I wish to reach a state now just like it is felt in the upper one, and to receive the facts and the feelings that exist in the upper one, even though it runs contrary to what is felt to me, what is understood to me, and this gap should stay. But I want to be like the upper one.
Kazakhstan.
Если вера выше знания — это ощущение, которое развивает вдобавок к моим пяти органов чувств.
Is faith above reason a feeling that I develop in parallel to my five senses? If so, what is my initial point of faith from which I develop?
The initial point of faith is located above my current feeling, because my current feeling lies in Malchut, my spiritual feeling is in Bina.
How do we look at something above reason? Where is it?
It is above my reason, above my feeling, my understanding. Tel Aviv 1.
בוקר טוב רב. כל פעם שאני חושב על אמונה למעלה מהדעת, זה מפחיד אותי.
Good morning, Rav. Every time I think about faith above reason, it scares me. There's something that feels like a lack of control. Is this a natural thing? Is it supposed to happen like that?
Yeah, it's possible that this is a natural thing because you are truly not in control of it. It's unknown, it's unclear, it lacks any realistic basis, and that's why it is scary. You're right, this also happens. but very slowly you are growing you get used to it, and then later it's not going to be something scary, but rather it's going to give you a sigh of relief. You would want it. It will be like coming out, going out to vacation, or going outside, like from isolation. It will come.
Buongiorno, Rav.
Buongiorno.
Rav.
Hello, Rav. You said that we need to come to faith above reason. Is it considered a higher logic, a higher reason?
It's not higher or lower, it's different, it's opposite.
Bulgaria. Bulgaria, no? Lo shomim.
Yes.
Oh.
Can I hear you?
Есть ли разница между уверенность и вера в высшее знание?
Is there a difference between certainty and confidence and faith above reason?
Yeah, there's faith and confidence. To the extent I go with faith above reason and get a complete confidence from it, except it's not in my own senses and what I am, rather in the Creator, that I adhere to Him. And then by coming down without any basis on what I have now, what everything is adhere to the Creator, this is my confidence, this is my degree of adhesion in the Creator. Latin 5.
Shalom Rab. ¿Podemos definir el estado en que estamos como el día del Señor?
Can we define the state we're in like the day of the Lord?
Yeah, the fact that I begin to see everything through in the light of faith, above my reason, my corporeal reason, this is called the day of the Lord, the Creator. The fact that I'm not in it, I don't even feel night time in it, but rather I'm only what I'm looking at through my physical senses. This is my day and night, my beastly day and night. And this is how we need to separate the corporeal life from the spiritual life. Toronto 2.
Shalom. Рציתי לשאול רבקן, האם אמונה למעלה מהדעת, זה איך בן אדם יכול...
Rav, I wanted to ask whether faith above reason can be attained if a person has no spark of bestowal, because the Creator is bestowal. So,
in each person there is a spark of bestowal, otherwise he is not considered a person, man, Adam. Rather, in one it can stand out more or less, but for each and every one, as Baal Sulam writes, that's why each and every person has this attitude, a way in. He has a room in the soul of the of Adam, and he has to reach the root of his soul and there to reveal adhesion in all, with all the other souls and with the Creator, which is something we do here through the spiritual work and the studies of the wisdom of Kabbalah. The wisdom of Kabbalah speaks entirely about that. And the general correction is that each and every one has to come to faith above reason from his point in the heart and his desire, and from there he comes to correction.
Ita 3.
Ita 3.
Buongiorno, Rav. I want to ask if faith above reason is the feeling that everything is made by the Creator. This can be faith above reason?
That's certain. That is the first condition. Mm-hmm.
Москва один.
Москва один.
Раф, как мы помогаем друг другу прийти к вере выше знания?
Раф, how do we help each other reach faith above reason? And how is this work shared between us?
A very good question. We need to set an example without words for how much each and every one of us strives to be above his ego, adhered to the force of bestowal. Florida?
Yes, thank you, Rav. This Brit, this contract that we have between us in our ten and between our brothers, is this a contract of above reason?
Yes, anything that we do gradually requires the correct direction towards faith above reason. As this is our goal, this is what we're going to acquire. The entire ladder of degrees is a ladder of acquiring faith above reason in each and every degree. This is what you've been reading everywhere, faith, 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 faith. It speaks about faith above reason.
B-B-U-K.
Учитель, доброе утро. Товарищи из Москвы спрашивали, но я по-другому чуть-чуть. Вот если как Творец воздействует...
Good morning, teacher. The friends from Moscow asked this, but I'll ask it a little differently. There is how the Creator influences us and gives us an opportunity to grab hold of Him and rise above reason. Now, can I too influence the friend in this way to help him rise from the descent? Let's say he has no power to wake up for the lesson. I have a feeling that I can influence him and help him. Is it realistic? Is it something that will work? Is it just my ego?
Try. There are so many details in that I cannot get into it. But you can learn a lot from it.
Javier.
Boker Tov, Rav.
Boker Tov, Professor.
Good morning, Rav. Can we say that faith above reason is a collective phenomenon in the ten, some sort of collective senses that we develop consciously?
Both consciously and above the consciousness, meaning there is an addition here, multiplier, coefficient that we have to add to our corporeal calculation. We'll learn how to do it. North America one.
Dear Rav, question, you pretty much already answered, but I have to ask it again. What can we do as a 10 to achieve this feeling of being in a state above reason?
We need to try and set examples to one another. How are we going above reason? Meaning constantly in bestowal and strengthening. Then you will see how possible it is to do it.
Focus group.
Rav, שאלה של תלמיד מעפולה.
Rav, a question of a student from Afula. How do I know that the above reason is not imagination?
Let it be imagination. What difference does it make? For the time being, it can be like imagination. How can you check if it's imagination or not? Tell me. What will you do? You have no way of checking it in your vessels. You could say this is bogus, this is imaginary, this is a lie. And I'll tell you, I'm not going to argue with you. I have nothing with which to prove it to you. I can only give you advice, counsels about doing the exercises and finding out, discovering that this thing exists. It's like you can say, I don't believe in the next world, in the upper world, meaning the next world is one that's coming next, that is gradually coming. I don't believe in spirituality, in the upper force, in anything. I see, you know, like a little child. Whatever he's got, he's put into his mouth. He doesn't have any other senses. He doesn't feel much in his with his hand, but what he puts into his mouth, yes, he does, because that's one of his more valuable senses, so he feels. You can also say, I don't believe anything. Whatever I grasp, that's it, that exists. I agree with you. You are on such a degree. And there's nothing you can do about it, but if you want, if you want to taste something else, not through the mouth, but in other senses, develop those, and go ahead. The wisdom of Kabbalah comes. It's the wisdom of how to receive the revelation of the true reality. Then you can be taught. It's very simple, but it's not to every person. There are those who have the proper preparation for it, and there are those who don't.
Latin.
Rap, nos puede ayudar esto para verlo, lo que está escrito en Abraham cuando estaba con Isaac, que fue a la montaña y le dijo Isaac, aquí está la leña y aquí está el fuego. ¿Y dónde está?
Is it similar to what he says about Abraham and Isaac, that they went with Isaac to the mountains and...
I'm not getting into these stories at all. I'm not getting into these stories. Don't give me those stories. We shouldn't do it. I'm not going to confuse people, and I recommend the same to you. Don't confuse your friends with your stories. We're still have a, you know, it's a waste. It's ahead of us, those stories. Okay? Holland 1.
Good morning, Raf.
Morning.
You said faith above reason is bestowal. Why is this so? Can you explain, let's say, the link between faith and faith above reason and bestowal?
Lo yachol.
I can't. You won't be able to take me out of my line. My line of thought, my plan. I have an exact plan for how to explain it to you, what to give you, what to demand, and how will we advance. You can ask questions. I understand that for you, all those things are seemingly the same. And you mix it with stories from the Torah and other things, but I'm telling you, according to what we just read, what we talked about, ask about that. I cannot deviate from the path. I know what is possible in order to advance properly.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, World 10. With your permission, the topic of faith above reason is more personal work. and the greatness of the Creator when we are aided by the Ten. How do we connect these two processes? One thing is sort of the Ten, and the other thing is kind of personal. How do you move between these two processes?
A good question. There's room for it. And we need to work in both. On the one hand, it's personal. On the other hand, it's exactly the group. The groups. Because I cannot be integrated in the group before I rise to faith above reason. Otherwise, my connection in the group is like in a gang of criminals, with a bunch of guys. With a gang of crooks or some friends, some kids or some military elite unit. What does it mean to, what does it mean in our group? Friends. The friends here are those who connect, chaverim, from the word chibur, connect. We are in our egos and we cannot connect. One ego cannot connect with the other. There are forces of rejection from each other. How will you connect them? Rather, all those spheres that cannot even come closer to one another can only do it in faith above reason. When we connect to the Creator, and the Creator ties us, connects us. Otherwise, there is no connection. Otherwise, although it appears from the side like a personal work individual, on the other hand, it works towards a connection between us. Like with an atom, and inside the atom you have a nucleus, and inside the nucleus in the atom, its center, there are many small parts that are stuck together, and around them you have electrons and other, but in that, in the nucleus of the atom, you have many parts that function together. What is holding them there? There's a special force that holds them up from above them, holds them together, because they too want to break out, break free. And it's like the force of faith above reason. According to their reason, they need to disperse. And according to this force, the upper force that is sustaining them, this is called faith above reason, where we keep ourselves, and that's how we build this unity between us, this unit of connection. And reason, and above reason, we have many examples from the corporeal world. Although in the corporeal world, it's not exactly above reason. It's simply another style of nature. We'll learn about all those things. We have entered a new world, truly. I'm just asking you to be patient. And we'll advance in such a way that everyone will discover suddenly where you are.
Moscow free.
Moscow free.
Раф, где начинается эта граница перехода от веры в знание к вере в высшее знание?
Where does the boundary of the transition begins from faith within reason to faith above reason?
There's no border between them. They're disconnected. Faith within reason and faith below reason are part of this world. Faith above reason is the upper world. And it all depends on one's perception of reality, in which a person is. So you can talk to a Kabbalist on the degree of faith within reason, and this is this world. You're talking to him the way you see it, and he is also like that. Just like we are with kids, we lower ourselves We make ourselves smaller and we talk to them so they would understand. And the Kabbalist might also be in his on his level, and he is in the upper world there, and he speaks there with other Kabbalists. It's possible. Maybe with the souls, let's say, from the seemingly previous generations. It doesn't matter. Different levels there. There's no time, space, motion. In the spiritual world is different, but either here or there, a person who's in this world can have a perception of reality of the upper world and of this world. He exists in two levels, which is why I can explain to you how to rise from one world to the next. But only to explain, he cannot actually help you. I mean, he can support, like in school, for example, but he cannot do it for you in your place. Florida?
Rav, what's the difference between faith and beliefs?
אני לא יודע.
I don't know. Faith is the force of Bina, the force of bestowal, above the force of reception. Beliefs, belief systems, is like what you say in this, as they talk about it in this world. A person shuts his eyes and he believes. Believes what? There's something going through his head. I don't know what. Is this called faith and beliefs? I don't know. Faith for us is the force of bestowal that we can acquire. A force of bestowal. Not that I believe like that. Why? Because, okay. In my eyes, it's some sort of a psychological phenomena that requires scrutiny and treatment. Tel Aviv too.
Rav, הוא כותב בקטע שהם מאמינים שהשגחת הבורא הוא בבחינת...
Rav, he writes that they believe the providence of the Creator is good that does good. What is the feeling of good that does good? Which doesn't become an excuse of... that doesn't enter the will to receive, in order to receive. How does the feeling of good that does good doesn't hurt the cleanliness of above reason?
Specifically above reason, there we discover that the upper force exists and that he is good. A good who does good to the extent we have faith above reason.
Yekaterinburg.
Rav, скажите, пожалуйста, существует ли связь между состоянием веры?
Rav, please tell us, is there a connection between the state of faith above reason and the prayer of the ten?
The prayer of the ten is a request to the Creator, even though we're not above reason, but we want to connect somehow, corporeally. And the Creator also feels them, just like we feel the baby. He doesn't know what we're doing, what's happening with us. He's crying, he's laughing, he's staring. And we can feel it. We care for it. We know what he wants. And that's how we are in the ten for the time being. We are not in faith above reason. We're not exactly connected, but in that tendency, we also awaken the Creator and he's helping us. The important thing is this tendency, the direction, our vector, with which we want to be together. As much as possible, and out of the connection between us, we turn to him to build the connection between us. The center point of the ten is the meeting point between all ten together with the Creator. This is the center of all of reality.
Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
Раф, товарищ спрашивает, можно ли сказать, что вера выше знания — это не впечатляться ни от получения?
A question from a friend: is it possible to say that faith above reason is not to be impressed, nor by reception or bestowal?
No, no, that's something totally different. This is something totally different.
Okay.
Pity Young. Pity Young.
Good morning. How to identify and notice this spark of bestowal in a person's heart?
Again.
How to discover and notice that spark of bestowal in a person's heart?
Try to reach the center of the ten. Then you'll be able to identify if you have that spark or not. PT 17.
When one has to think as if he is already in it, in that state of above reason. So the question is, is this effort supposed to direct us to a deficiency, to a prayer, to this state above reason?
Yes. And I'm asking you next time to write down the question and then to ask. This is not the first time you're starting to build a question while asking it. It's not good. PT 25.
Hello, Rav. Question: in any state you can rise to faith above reason, or there are some conditions that need to happen in order for this action to work?
You should be in it all the time.
But what are the conditions required in order to? Does it have to be against the view of the ten for this to happen?
No, no. Why are you contrary to the opinion of the ten?
So with what conditions can I rise above my reason?
I want to constantly be in bestowal. And through that, I wish to be connected to the ten all the time. And this is opposing. This is contrary to my opinion, my reason. By that, I'm already striving to be in faith above reason. PT
23. Hello, Rav. I wanted to know whether in every state of darkness you can reach faith above reason, or it's something cumulative.
Both, of course, in each and every state, and not only in states of darkness, in each and every state.
No. Another short question.
Okay.
After we reach faith above reason for the first time, how is it possible to keep working, keep climbing the degrees? There's already some taste, some flavor.
No. Don't worry. You'll constantly have to renew it, each and every moment. PT
29.
Hello, Rav. It says here in the verse that they are awaiting to be rewarded with faith above reason. What does it mean to be rewarded with it?
Rewarded, meaning to reach a state when they feel that they are in faith above reason, just like they are inside reason. USA Midwest.
Рав, научный работник выдвигает гипотезу, которая выше его знания. Потом пытается ее доказать, если получается, она попадает внутрь. знания. Если здесь аналогия с каббалистическим путем, когда...
A scientist has a hypothesis that is trying to solve that ultimately enters within reason. In spiritual work, too, what used to be below reason can finally become above reason?
It's a question, but... The one who makes a hypothesis, he comes up with it from within his reason. It advances towards what can seemingly be. Whereas for us, we do not invent it from within our reason, from what we know. Rather, it works in the other way around. Whatever is not accepted within our reason, we accept it and we begin to work accordingly. Yeah, we need to start, and from the experience, it'll be easier for us to talk about it. Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City. Lo shomim.
Boker Tov, Rav. How does the bring, how does being in the state of faith above reason help bring the world to its next degree? How does being in the state of faith above reason help bring the world to its next degree?
Because with faith above reason, we are rising to a higher perception of reality. Then we can see further out, we can see deeper into things, clearer. We are connected to the different parts of the material of the will to receive. We see how the Creator is working in it. And we come eventually to what Matzai B'Ari is writing about Baal Sulam in the study of the Ten Sefirot. We begin to see these things, how they happen in nature, into the depth of nature.
הוא אומר שמתאבים ליום השם, מצפים ליום השם, זה נשמע משהו שרק את זה הבן אדם רוצה בשום דבר חוץ מזה. איך מגיעים למצב שזה כל כך בוער, שרק זה חשוב וזהו?
תנסו לפרסם את זה ביניכם.
Try to advertise it. Amongst you, publicize it. I felt that we can begin to come to it, and I think that there's no point for us to strive to study the writings of Baal Sulam and Rabash. Rather, we must start the spiritual work in practice. It was time. I'm lingering on this question, and I'm letting each of you ask so you'd feel that indeed this thing is very important. But I'm asking you also to scrutinize exactly what are you asking, because you can steal others with that. You can steal your time. There should be questions, serious questions, on point.
Moscow 4.
In the excerpt we read, it is said that where there is a mismatch between a contradiction with our mind, there's reason there. There's a faith there against reason. But this is probably not the only criteria. It has to do with the purpose of creation. If we're aimed at the purpose of creation, then we can have this force and not otherwise.
How do you know if it's pointing to the purpose of creation or not? Don't be a wise guy. First of all, it goes against our reason. This is the primary criterion.
But I can ask for something for myself against my reason or something I imagine to myself. It's not going to be faith above reason then.
So you don't know what to ask, and what is faith above reason? Yeah, it's still early for you. Mach 1.
На пути к вере высшего знания происходит как промежуточное состояние отключения нашего
зрения. On the way to faith above reason, are there intermediary states where we disconnect, get our hearing and seeing disconnected?
This all depends on how much a person pays attention to above reason and within reason, and it doesn't have to be that he disconnects from reason in order to relate to above reason. It happens intermittently depending on his state. All right, I'm seeing that. Okay, we still have Ranana. Yes.
Hello, Rav, World Kli. Is the state of above reason a resistance to myself? A force that resists my will to receive?
Right. Correct. All right, we are finishing.
Can I identify it? And the moment I resist, it's a state of above reason of Israel?
I don't know what is the state of Israel. I already told you, all of you, I don't want to hear any other additional definitions, because the definition itself of above reason you don't understand, and you want to connect to it other things you don't understand. So all the rest of the definitions, when you begin to attain what is faith above reason, then all the other definitions will take on their true meaning. So then you'll understand what is the soul and connection, disconnection, bestowal, reception, Israel, the nations. You'll understand everything in its spiritual definition, which is collectively faith above reason. So I don't want to hear any stories now, not from the Torah or from your grandmother or whatever, and not all kinds of terms also. Let's first reach a sensation, a perception, at least the initial state of what is faith above reason. And then we'll have some more basis to talk about it. Let's sing a song.
Let us spread this light. Shamati, Shamati, we must all unite.
The world is changing, it's changing fast. Economy is crashing. We can't figure out, we don't ask why. Nature is talking, it speaks to us, but we don't hear a word. It's a global connection. Its next blow will be much worse. Let's reveal the message. Shamati, Shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, Shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, Shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, Shamati, we must all unite. Chasing pleasures all our lives. What is the purpose? No satisfaction on to the next. You tell me, is it worth it? What we long is to be loved, because we're all connected. So let us join our hearts as one. We'll never feel rejected. Shamati, Shamati, love
love will light the way. Shamati, shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, shamati, let us all unite. La 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 la. Shamati, shamati, love will light the way. Shamati, shamati, I heard a wise man say. Shamati, shamati, let us spread this light. Shamati, shamati, shamati.